I call this Mockery Rocks. I am
Patrick Boggs.
Even though I live in Japan, I come from the state of Georgia in the USA. And the former president by the name of Trump was in Georgia, my home state.
He went to a rural area, a small town by the name of Perry, Georgia.
The actual venue for the rally, dare I call it a rally, was Georgia National Fairgrounds and Agri Center. The arena that was used is often used for livestock shows and events. So the former president was provided with a shovel. I just made that up. Okay, that's not real, but I have to do that to maintain the reputation of Mockery Rocks. And here is the truth. He thinks he's helping people get elected. The rewards of an early Donald Trump endorsement were evident, the writer says, as he spoke in Georgia, when a three-man ticket of candidates he is backing in 2022 were featured at one of his signature rallies. But GOP opponents of Trump-backed candidates aren't folding in Georgia. I mean, there are some. And some say the former president's nod could hurt Republicans in a general election in a closely divided state. It's not that divided until Trump shows up. Trump's endorsement blitz is a frank attempt to keep remaking the party in his image. I don't think he's doing that, really. But the writer is Jeff Amy for the Associated Press. There's a guy on the other coast, University of San Diego Professor Casey Dominguez, says we haven't seen presidents in recent years try to drive a wedge within their own party, which is what happens in a primary election. He's playing factional politics in the party. Referring to the former president. It's easy to see why they want Trump's backing, even though that backing does not include any financial benefit. Trump actually maintains overwhelming support among Trump voters, which means they are Republican voters. Ballotpedia, which tracks Trump endorsements, says candidates he endorsed have won 37 of 43 competitive primaries since the year 2017. He's backed 37 winners, but that is all over the country, not just in Georgia. He's only talking about Georgia when he's in Georgia, and he is denigrating the governor of the state in his remarks. Trump was joined at the rally by three candidates he has already endorsed in Georgia, including Herschel Walker, who
thinks he knows Donald Trump as an honorable man because Donald Trump paid Herschel Walker to play football. But he's not paying him to run against U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock. In one of his public appearances since entering the race, Herschel Walker talked about his relationship with Trump, which is basically he owned a football team that went out of business. He also urged his listeners to come together as a people. That part's not bad. And not be upset with others because they disagree with you. Also, at the little rally, fewer than a few hundred attended, Trump's choice against Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, Jody Heiss. While Raffensperger refused the former president's idea of just finding votes randomly in a phone conversation, Trump's narrow loss to Democratic President Joe Biden in Georgia resulted in not finding those phantom votes, those non-existent votes. Heiss objected to Georgia's electors in Congress, but he was just getting used to his place in Congress. And if he becomes the Secretary of State, he'll give up his seat in Congress. Again, the piece was written for the Associated Press by Jeff Amy. You can search it if you want to. The other thing I want to talk about is that the former president by the name of Trump does not talk about how much he loved the Taliban. But he did not prepare them to put on any kind of public relations show for the world. The dispute between Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers and its former government over who should speak at the United Nations annual meeting of world leaders finally has an answer, and the answer is nobody. The Taliban had challenged the credentials of the ambassador from Afghanistan's former government and asked to represent the country at this year's General Assembly Summit, which began on the 21st of this month and is finished already. But all challenges to credentials would have needed to be heard by the Assembly's Credentials Committee, which generally meets in November, and did not convene earlier to hear any kind of challenge. UN spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric said that as of just a few days ago, Afghanistan's currently recognized UN ambassador Ghulam Yousafzai was listed as speaking for the country, but of course will not. Afghanistan was scheduled to deliver the final address of the gathering of presidents, prime ministers, monarchs, and ministers, but it was not on the list of speakers. So nothing happened. No speaker. No Donald Trump. Nobody representing the new government. I was making a joke when I said Donald Trump. No Donald Trump, but Donald Trump did negotiate with the Taliban, and he didn't talk about negotiating with the Taliban when he spoke to the small crowd at Perry, Georgia. I'm happy to report
There's a little mockery this time for Mockery Rocks.
And we thank you very much for listening to us. And we thank you very much for downloading this rock of mockery and listening to it.